Welcome to Winter Wonderland, projections of William Morris designs by Electric Canvas, soundtrack, excerpts from The Planets by Gustav Holst, performed and recorded by Adelaide Youth Orchestra. Vibrant blue light washes the Elizabethan-style building. Scene 1, stained glass. Music, Jupiter. Photography, Phil Abrahams. Vibrant orange outlines the roofline as stained glass windows in Gothic arches appear over the facade. Over the great hall, 3 two-story high images of the red-robed Christ fill the spaces beside and between the windows. The one on the right with 3 lambs. Above, 6 golden saints gaze down. Next, St. George in armour and shield with red cross on a white flag. Then 2 archangels, Christ, the disciples looking up to angels, and on the far right, Gabriel and Mary in a scene from the Annunciation. Deep blues and turquoise fill the spaces between. Sunlight seems to burst through the windows in shifting rays of golden light as other areas of the scene turn blue as if night is dimming the colours. Each window lights up in turn to the beat of the music. Light scintillates through the windows. Background colours change to blue and white with red outlines, reminiscent of the colours of the English flag, as the stained glass windows each go dark in turn, then ghostly moonlit pale blue. Green acanthus leaf pattern fills the facade. Outlines turn to emerald and blue. The arched windows fill with light, gradually becoming rich blues and ruby reds, revealing new figures. The left window shows scenes of war, saints healing medieval soldiers. An Australian World War I soldier in khaki is received into Christ's arms, slouch hat discarded, while in other windows angels look down from above. A view of the promised Jerusalem in the middle, and on the right scenes of Christ announcing peace. Archangel Michael's red robes animate and billow behind him. Golden light rays beam through different windows in time to the music. Light scintillates rapidly. All windows are light with rich jewel tones. Blue light. Scene 2. Floral designs, music, Neptune. Inspired by gardens and wildflowers, Morris's famous botanical designs flow across the building, opening with details from the strawberry thief design. Against a vibrant purple background, 9-petaled pink and white strawberry flowers appear against a backdrop of looping stems, intertwining leaves, and delicate tendrils in repeating stylized patterns. They gently animate and bob up and down. Window frames glow yellow, then orange. The background morphs into teal green, and panels of lavender and grey leaves bisect the design. Emerald green floods the facade, then huge white poppies incrementally appear. Two red-brown thrush fly in and perch on the colonnade arch and the window frame. They spread their wings and sing as the poppies sway. They fly off. Smaller cherries blossom. Russet vines grow and bloom with red flowers like a briar rose. Ultramarine blue fills the background. Only the briar rose remains. Then symmetrical floral motif fill in around the roses and pairs of garden birds return. Thrush on the left alight on the second story windows and face into a tulip singing. Below them, two blue-winged thrush face outwards in profile. Each grasp the stem of a strawberry. In the centre, another pair sing, and on the right, two more strawberry thieves pluck fruit, wings fluttering. Birds then flowers fade, the briar roses dissolve into blue light. Scene 3. Persian influences. Music, Uranus. The horns introduce intricate scrollwork on turquoise green on the left, right, then centre facades. Windows are framed in daffodil yellow, then the background turns a deep lapis lazuli blue. Small scrolls develop to form pairings of sinuous dragons and peacocks, emerging against a dense background of lush medieval-style foliage. Each motif flashes into prominence with white light. Dragons, peacocks. The whole pattern ripples like reflections in a pond disturbed by a dropped pebble. The scene crossfades into a midnight background with royal blue curling foliage. Windows are white, trimmed with red. As red flowers flame into bloom, blue and white stylized leaf and floral motif repeat across the facade. Red tulip flowers alternate with yellow bushes, exploding like fireworks in the rhythmic design. Small flowers in pink, white, and red tulips fill in the spaces, like the intricate patterns of a Persian carpet. Colors fade back to blues and whites, then slowly re-emerge and pulse with light. Scrolling acanthus leaves in blue begin to overlay and replace the floral pattern. Leaves are outlined in white. Large sky blue butterflies flit across the facade, which is divided with panels of sky blue and white. The patterns pulse in and out, then revert to a white background as the acanthus leaves again grow over the building. The patterns slide sideways, left and right. The scene crumples down like a falling curtain. A final pulse of light animates the illumination. Fade to blue light. Scene 4. Molly's screen. Music, Venus. Behind a red picket fence, a garden emerges as a flock of 15 birds fly in front of an emerald green foliage background of acanthus leaves. Red and orange brick patterns outline the roof and windows. The birds leave. Tree trunks grow up the colonnade columns and beside the window, spreading their branches. They slowly leaf and come into fruit. Apple trees on the right, grapevines in the middle, and pomegranates on the left. Green shafts of dappled light filter through the emerald background. Branches gently sway, becoming heavy with fruit. Beneath them, flowers grow and bloom behind the fence. Perhaps hollyhocks or chrysanthemums in soft shades of pinks and apricots. Bluebell-like flowers grow, bloom, and nod under the pomegranate tree. tulip-like plants grow to the top of the windows, blooming in warm reds. In the dappled light, the birds return, flying to roost in the trees. The robin's red breast flashes. The garden pattern of apple, pomegranate and vine was embroidered by Ursula Hayward's mother Molly on a three-panel screen, a treasure of the Carrick Hills collection. The scene fades to blue light. Scene 5. Helmscott Crabapples, music Satin, narration by Tilda Cobham Hervey. White pages written in roundhouse script fall like giant snowflakes against a blue background. Borders like illuminated medieval manuscripts outline the architectural forms of the building. Title, in red script with illuminated capitals, Helmscott Crabapple by William Morris. The lines of the poem form in medieval-style script as they are narrated. Botanical motifs in rusty reds and apricots fill inside the borders left and right. In the middle, green leaves and persimmons with sage green tracery panels. Panels and borders continue to crossfade into more of Morris & Co.'s intricate designs, inspired by William's beloved home and lifelong love of nature, a tribute to the changing seasons and a finale that unites art, poetry and place. Audio description by Catherine Fitzgerald, Access to Arts. Enjoy your evening and good night. Fade to blue light.